Good evening, this is Joseph Tame in Tokyo. It is the 5th of January 2014. It's about 7 minutes to 3 in the morning, just about to head off to bed. And this is day 2 of the Procrastination Pod 100 Day Challenge. That name will probably change every day, but there we go. Anyway, I'd just like to report on my findings for day 2. So, fantastic day of beating procrastination. Started off this morning with I cleaned almost the whole house, including hoovering, which I really usually avoid at all costs. not sure why, but we really need a Roomba. In fact, we've been offered a Roomba. We just need to pick it up. I love Roomba. Anyway, yes, so cleaned the house, and including cleaning behind the cooker and things like that. That was because a friend was coming around at 10 a.m. So we had, the reason I was able to do that is because there was this 10 a.m. cut-off point. So, and then I was able to go out and buy croissant and heat them up in time for our friend to arrive. Great to see our friend. He's also very learned when it comes to stocks and investments. And that's something which we have been wanting to learn more about. So we spent a good couple of hours actually discussing that and learned a lot. And then as soon as he left, immediately signed up for an online, not an online, signed up for an international money transfer system that I used to use about 6 or 7 years ago. Very easy way to send money internationally so that we can easily invest in foreign markets. And sent that application off all in the space for about 30 minutes, which was quite remarkable. Anyway, it then continued. Actually, after that, it was a bit of a... After that, what happened? Oh, yes, after that, things went a little bit squiffy. I had some really nice time with our son, and that was great. But then after that, things went a little bit squiffy, and I got a little bit stressed. I was feeling the weight of my inbox and the fact that the holiday finishes in about 24 hours from now. So many things I still hadn't got done. But I thought, okay, I'm really stressed. What should I do about this? I'll go running. And then I thought, well, hang on a sec. If I'm going to go running, I want to be running a worthwhile route. So actually, one of the things on my list to do is was to design the special GPS art of running route to use for training for the Tokyo Marathon on February 23rd. So I then spent about 2 hours designing this route with a Tokyo Marathon theme. It's about 80 or 90 kilometers, will probably end up being around 100. And anyway, by the time I'd finished that, it had actually become dark and very cold and windy. So I decided not to go running after all. But I don't think that was a problem because I can go running Sunday, today, tomorrow. Thingy magic. So I was pleased to have got that done because planning those art of running routes actually is very, very time consuming, and yes, and all the time I felt the weight of my inbox and my list pushing down on me. But you know, I was glad that procrastination, avoiding that in a way, made me do the art of running thing. So then moving on, things were a little bit dark for a couple of hours as I felt this stress. But then finally this evening I really got into it and I managed to reach inbox zero at about 2 a.m. Not only did I reach inbox zero, but I went through my notebook and I had a huge long list of emails I needed to send related to a particular project. And not just short emails either, some were quite long. And I managed to write every single one, even the ones I didn't want to write, and I sent them. So now I have inbox zero. Oh, it feels so good. And so, okay, what am I struck by today's events? I'm struck by how much it's possible to get done when you focus. Oh, I know why I had a dark time. I had a dark time because I had terrible problems with Windows trying to install Windows on my Mac. I had a terrible problem with Windows activation. There we go. Sorry, Microsoft. Anyway, it's working now. Thank you, Microsoft. Yes, so. Anyway, looking back on it, I'm astonished by how much I was able to get done, and these things which have been hanging around for actually, some of them dating back since before Christmas, which isn't that long, I know, a couple of weeks, and I was able to just deal with them. So it shall continue tomorrow, and very much looking forward to it, and now very much looking forward to going to bed. So procrastination challenge day two. A big success, really, although it did go on a little bit long. Now it's nearly 3 a.m. All right, then. Goodbye from Tokyo.